everyone. Welcome back to the Sam Clark Station. I hope that everybody is having a beautiful weekend. I didn't get to do what I really wanted to do this weekend, but I guess I'm still here. So, enjoying my weekend. I'm resting. I thought I had to go into work today, but I have to go into work tomorrow. So, there's my weekend. But I hope that everybody is having a blessed weekend. Yeah, I had somebody say they want to join in on some of my topics this week. So if you guys want to call and join in, please do. And you want to talk about something specific, just please let me know. Today, what I want to talk about is just how to relax. Do some breathing exercises. If you feel a little bit under overwhelmed or stressed. I feel like I have a lot of things on my agenda, and I feel like they're going to get done when they're going to get done. So I just need to take my time. And I think that is a part of, just not feeling like a sense of anxiety, because I was like, I'm not claiming that. I'm not claiming any illness. I'm not taking any medication, none of that. Like, just sometimes you just need to take a break, a breather, just relax. And that's kind of like how I'm feeling. Like, I am going to get some things done today that I need to get done today. But I'm not going to stress about it, because it's, like, really not worth stressing over. So, how you guys can relax is you can go out with a friend, or you can stay home and do breathing exercises. What I did last night when I was just walking and thinking about different things was I put stuff on my vision board, and then I came straight to my podcast. This is a way for me to relax, to get things off my chest if I want to talk about certain topics. And one of the topics is just relaxing, like not feeling overwhelmed, not feeling like you got to get all stuff done and, you got a deadline to meet. And it's just like, okay, you're going to get there, so don't worry about it. And so those are some things you can do to kind of digress and to, relax and things like that. And it's like, I'm not stressing about nothing, because things are going to fall into place the way that they need to. But, it's by human nature that we stress about things. And we really shouldn't, because, God is in control of everything. So there's no reason for us to stress when he has the ball on everything that we need to do. So just take a breather today. I'm taking a breather. I'm just like, whatever, what I'm saying. So I mean, I hope and pray that everybody has a blessed day and everybody's doing everything that they need to maintain, because I know I am. I haven't been having people listen to my podcast lately, and I'm just like really struck, like, what's going on, everybody? But I know people are busy and people get to it when they can. But I do appreciate the love and the support from, thank you, Crystal Lovelace, for, giving me a shout out and listening to my podcast. I appreciate you. I know you have been worried sick for the exams and things you got to do, but girl, you got this. So I just love encouraging women, encouraging people to just do the things that they love to do and who they love to be, in their own creative space. And that's where I'm at today. I'm also kind of playing the waiting game, because I'm applying for jobs and I'm doing all kinds of different things. And so there's going to be some really popping things coming in 2019. And like I had mentioned yesterday, like, people are coming on their Facebook and, talking about 2019 like it, is about to end. And, it's not about to end. It just started. So let's start it off right. If you want to recreate your circle, or, cut some folks off, or start a podcast or start a business or anything of those natures that's positive. You could do that. The positive things about cutting people off is that sometimes you don't have to do that. Sometimes people will just revert and go their own way. And, if I were you, I wouldn't question that. I would just say, okay, thank you, God, because maybe God is saving you from yourself. He's saving you from the mistakes that you constantly make. And I just recently let somebody back in, but I'm holding them with a long handle spoon. I still think that we could still, forgive people for whatever they might have wrongfully done and still love them as Christ loved us, and still be able to move forward and not feel any kind of way about it. So, if you are holding on to the past, or if you're holding on to people that just don't mean you well, just let them go, and that's the best thing to do at this point. But you know, we're going to talk about next week, we're going to really start talking about some of these other current events that have been coming up lately about HBCUs, historical black colleges that are, you know, being under attack, and also about educating brothers and sisters, you know, just educating each other, going to college, bettering ourselves, getting degrees at these PWIs. And basically, that's difficult, right? Because a lot of people who go to school, they don't imagine being discriminated towards. And, you know, I know a lot of friends who can relate to this. So that's what my podcast is going to be about next week. And I'm going to write up this nice little segment so that everybody can kind of join and chime in when they can. And give me some kind of nice little ideas on what to, you know, what kind of questions to ask. And, you know, I know Bennett College is going through it right now. They raised a whole lot of money and they're struggling with accreditation. And I know some people who have graduated from Bennett College and might be, you know, feeling underway that this is an issue. And I really feel for them too, because, you know, I just feel like in the big, you know, in the world we live in, it just seems like some people just don't understand that, you know, as a African-American woman or an African-American man, we have so many strikes against us, and we try to work so hard to maintain and move forward and do the things that, you know, our parents have instilled in us and that we and God has instilled in us. And, you know, it's difficult to be out here and try to educate ourselves and, you know, do things. And it just seems like, you know, it's a kind of black and white issue, and it's some gray areas that, you know, make people feel like when people make these comments that they're racist or that they discriminate towards a specific ethnic group. And, you know, I mean, sadly to say, some people that have this kind of, you know, train of thought in this mind process. And, you know, it's kind of like taking things away from us that we don't need taken away from us, because historical black college has allowed for so many African Americans to be educated and to be able to move forward and go to places that they probably never thought they would ever be able to go to, and be able to just be strong and know who they are and have and actually build a character. And so every time I see some of these things on attack on my own culture, it really bothers me. It really hurts me. And to some degree, you know, I pray constantly for, you know, God to show us the way on how we should still, no matter what, an act of kindness, just still love people, even though we have people who have different opinions about what might be happening or what might be going on or taking place. Yes, this is Black History Month, and whether you black or not, you know, everybody has a culture, right? Everybody has something they want to celebrate. Everybody has something that they want to relate to. And these last current events about, you know, people getting killed and people, you know, black colleges being attacked has really been issues that I think that's been on the rise that we should be able to come and talk about, come together and find out how to move forward. You know, how can we be a solution to the problem and not the problem? You know, I don't want to, certain things I don't want to share on my blog because I don't want to offend people who might not feel like they're being discriminated towards or that they're a part of the discrimination. Because that could get, you know, a little touchy. But I do want to spread some light on how we all can work together to not do that to one another. Because it first starts within the culture. Like, we have to love and support each other and help each other to understand how to move forward, how to do these things, versus allowing other people to know how, like training other people on how to treat us. And, you know, that when you're in a place where they say that they do have diversity, but there's no diversity because people don't get to know where people are in their creative, you know, being, or where they are in terms of who they are as a culture. You have a total disconnect on how to treat minority people, minority students. And, you know, that's another thing of bridging the gap of how do you, you know, have an inclusion program, but you're not including the people that are excluded. So it's kind of one of those things that we need to address. And, you know, I don't know the best sector or way to do this, but to just talk about it and kind of come up with better ideas and pose this to people who can make these changes. So I think that's the better way of going about that than, you know, racial slurs or people who might be Trump supporters or whatever the case. Like, let people support who they're going to support, respect them in their choice, but know that who you are and who your what your character is should be very strong enough to handle them in a respectful manner.
and to for us to not feel like we're being disrespected by people who have different perspectives on things that we might not have the same perspectives on. So what I'll encourage everybody to do today is just, you know, love up on somebody today. Relax, chill, don't worry about any slurs, any social disconnections or anything like that, because that stuff doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, we all have to figure out, you know, what our purpose is, and, you know, in life, and we have to be able to help one another. And following people, which I have been doing in different sectors, to figure out how to educate students better, or how to just get positive information out there, so that people can kind of know where to go to seek information. Because yes, our people do perish for lack of knowledge. If you don't have the ability to figure out what the information is, you are out there and you're lost. And so we need to really help each other become, you know, educated and know the facts and be able to decipher between things that are really true and things are false, that are actually false. So we need to be able to work on that as well, not just in the science realm, just in the realm period, like just in the environmental and social aspect. We all need to be striving to do that. So you guys have a blessed weekend, and next week I'm hoping to bring these topics to you guys and see, like, how do you feel about them, and, you know, and what are your takes on them, and how can you address these issues, and be strong about it and be adamant about it and kind of stand up for what you believe in. So hopefully everyone will be ready for that next week. And, you know, next week is going to be really huge for me. So I just hope that everybody will share their ideas, share their thoughts and everything like that, that I'll really be happy about. So hope to talk to you guys soon. See you back on the Sam Clark Station.